As promised, we are joined right now. It's Friday. We do this every single Friday, but soon we will not be doing it here on Fridays. It will get its own podcast. I'm talking about the Big Head Betts. James Kelly joins me right now. Hey, Head, before we get to this week's picks, we do have a little business that we have to tend to. First things first, what's up, Haas? How you living?
I'm doing great, man. Life is good. Business is good. Everything is great.
That's all you could hope for. So let me mention this yet again. Mm-hmm. This segment has done so well, and you yourself have crushed it, picking games fisters and golf matches, etc., that we're going to take this off the air and give it its own podcast for the entire NFL season, thanks to our pals at DraftKings. Now, while you and I are deep in development on the format, we did need the clones to help us come up with a name. What did you think of the crazy number of submissions? And then did you see any names that you really loved?
They wouldn't stop coming in. It was insane. It's not surprising knowing the audience, but I was like, oh my gosh, they won't stop. And then you finally had to tell them to stop.
What?
And that's what ended the whole thing. But loved the submissions, liked a lot of them, liked the show-centric ones, even though we can't use it. But give me back my bets with Jim Rome, straight cash, Romy, everybody get down. Affect the spread with Rome and the Big Head. I loved a lot of them. They kicked ass.
You know what? I agree with you. Those all did kick ass. Those were all great. Those would all be usable, but a little bit too inside.
Right, exactly.
Now, the one thing about it, Head, I didn't make it official, so why don't we make it official right now? The official title to our new podcast is, wait for it, Jim Rome's Big Head Betts. Genius, right? I mean, that is clever. That is catchy. That is original as hell. Personally, I love that. How do you feel about it?
Yes. Sometimes simplistic is best. I love it. Need Jim Rome first. And hell, we've been doing Big Head Betts for 2 years, so we might as well put that in there too. So it's great. Simplistic.
Name, I was going to say, I don't think that's simplistic. I think that's extremely clever and catchy and hooky. And who could have thought of that but me? I think it's amazing.
I love it. Well done.
I disagree. All right, so if you clones like this segment, you're going to love that pod because we're going to get you a lot more of what you already get on this, but with some new wrinkles and some new twists, so you want to make sure you look for it. It's going to air on Fridays during the NFL season. It's going to be its own podcast, and the Head and I are going to work that up. Now, one more thing before we get to this week's picks. I want to address this. So when I went to the lake, Head, I was gone for a couple of weeks, and then when I got back, one of the very first things I did was break up my phone and hit you up. I came off that two-week bender at the lake. I hit you with a text, and I asked, quote, "Yo, dog, are you betting anything tonight?" And your immediate response was, and I quote, "I'm chasing cows, boss. You?" Question mark. I said, "Head, chasing cows? The hell does that even mean?" And you immediately text back a pic, which I threw up on Twitter, of cows. Lots of cows. Ear tagged, etc. As I said on Twitter, Head, I go away for 2 weeks, I come back, and the Big Head has yet another side hustle, livestock. Dude, the hell is the story with the cows?
Well, on Saturday when you text, I was in the process of helping delouse, whatever the hell you want to call them, and moving them to another pasture. But the cowboy crap has been going on in my family for generations. I don't really like it much, but mom kind of wants me to help for free, and I said, that's not going to fly. So I started throwing some money down and helping with cows on the weekends. But I'll be done come September and Saturdays, but I got a couple more weekends of cowboy Big Head going on here.
All right, so when you've been helping out, what do you mean? You wrangle? You move them?
Yeah. I mean, so you
do you get on a horse? What do you do?
Sometimes I have to get on the horse. I try not to because I'm not good on a horse, but sometimes I have to jump on the horse when you have to get them out of the mountains. But you have to wrangle them. You have to move them from pasture. You have to work them. You have to feed them. You have to crush ice. I try to stay away from all that stuff. But when she does get me, I do have to run up in the mountains. I get my workout in that way, running through the mountains.
Can you handle
cows,
a cattle prod? Have you done that?
Did what?
A cattle prod.
No, I haven't used one of them.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right, so are you milking them? Or are you turning them into steaks?
No, steaks. 100% Big Head steaks, man. My ass ain't getting up early to milk no damn cow three times a day.
The Big Head, James Kelly. All right, so you know the old saying, right, about keeping the main thing the main thing? Aren't you at all concerned about all these side hustles interfering with the main thing? Because I am. Are you?
No, no. I've been doing them for years, decades. Nothing to worry about here, and I was never going to tell you. There's nothing sneaky going on. Just me working. I always show up when you need me on Fridays.
Yeah, so far. But then again, you keep coming up with these new side hustles that I did not expect. And now we have livestock. Anyway,
the funny thing was Ritt reaction to the whole thing, and he thought I took a stock photo from like Getty or something to send to you, like I was making a story up about
right, like Getty, right? Like, was there a watermark on that thing?
Oh, hold on one second, Jim. Let me shoot him this and make up some story.
Yeah, no, that was real. Yeah. As usual, Ritt is talking out his ass. All right, let's get to the picks. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's start with the Lakers. They extend LeBron, which was the most predictable thing ever. They were horrible last year with him. You know he wants to become the league's all-time leading scorer in Laker gear, so that extension was not surprising. It's a no-brainer, but does it make them a legitimate contender? Hell no. Of course not. What do we get on some future action with the Lakers now that that deal is done? What are you seeing? How are you playing the Lakers?
So I'm not touching them on their future to win the title at plus 1,900. I think that's a little actually low. It's probably a Kyrie play in between where they should be and where they could be so Vegas doesn't lose. But I will play the under on their regular season win total, Jim, of 44.5 wins for the year. The good news is they lost most of Ritt's old-ass friends, but after that, not too much to like. They added Thomas Bryant. They added Troy Brown. They added Lonnie Walker. It gives them good depth, but it's really not special depth. And when LeBron's missed 53 games the past two seasons, street closes probably played in less than half the games, and Westbrook keeps playing, you got a problem going on. Also, new coach Darvin Ham, who I do like a lot, but he trying to figure out this chemistry puzzle with those three. Good luck with that. They're probably the eighth, ninth best team in the West right now. I'm going under 44.5 wins for the Lakers.
All right, really quickly, Ritt, you know those stupid gestures that you make on camera? Stop doing them. We're not on TV today. All right, next, another UFC card. Another excellent UFC card this weekend. In this case, UFC 278. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything on that card you like?
So I love the headline fight with Usman v. Leon Edwards. It's a rematch of their fight from 2015, but you're not going to get good action there because Usman is minus 340 favorite. Mm. He should win the fight unless he gets stupid and wants to stand too much. He's got to lean on his grappling. Edwards is dangerous in the stand-up, so I don't want to bet that, but I'll go Jose Aldo v. Merab Dvalishvili is his name, Jim. This is an interesting fight. There's not a forward-fighting grappling guy in the MMA right now more than Merab is. He doesn't get tired. He comes at you nonstop. He averages 7.30 takedowns per 15 minutes. He's relentless. But Aldo, he's got a history of playing, showing up against great grapplers like Chad Mendez, Frankie Edgar, with good takedown defense, and Merab leaves openings because of his style. A little sloppy sometimes, so let's go Aldo plus 115.
Plus 115. All right, so on top of that, let's talk some college football really quickly. Okay. I saw a very interesting prop bet head. Alabama, okay, Ohio State, or Georgia to win the Natty at minus 380. Or, if you don't like that, you can have the rest of the field at plus 290. Pretty interesting. How would you play that?
I like that, actually. Even at minus 380, I'd take Bama, Georgia, and Ohio State. Mm. College football is the easiest futures pick in all of sports. Like four teams every single year have a shot to win. You just have to pick the right one, unless Joe Burrow or Cam Newton show up and rip a title every 10 years. All three of those have a shot to win the game or to win the national championship. I mean, they'd have to lose twice each not to get in the playoff. That's not happening. I'd go minus 380 Bama, Georgia, and Ohio State every
interesting
day of the week.
You almost never hit anything at minus 380, but I
love
see it
that
working. I see it working. All right, so as annoying as Deshaun Watson and the Browns have become, I'm going to detach very for a moment. I'm going to detach. Look at them from a betting standpoint. What did yesterday's announcement that Watson would be suspended for 11 games do to them in the sports books? What types of numbers are you seeing? How are you going to play that?
Yeah, their projected win total went from 9.5 to 8.5. Super Bowl odds went from 25-1 odds to 40-1 odds now. AFC title odds went from 13-1 to 22. AFC North odds went from 3-4. I wouldn't hit any of the championship or division odds or even for them to make the playoffs, but I'll actually go over here on 8.5 wins. I mean, Watson, if he plays, they could win the Super Bowl. That's how talented this team is. They have
players. If he plays all year, you mean?
Yeah, if he plays all year, but as a roster, as a whole, I mean, I love their roster. They have players everywhere. They have the best running back combo in football. They have a hell of a scheme to get that going. And on defense, they have Myles Garrett and a damn good secondary. I know people are hating on Jacoby Brissett, but he did go 7-8 in his season as a starter in Indy. Plus, this team, Jim, they went 11-5 2 years ago. And even though I don't agree at all with the motivation of them being against the world here, they are motivated. They also start the season with very winnable games. Panthers, Jets, Steelers, fail clowns. We're only talking 9 wins. I'll go over 8.5 wins here.
All right, so the over. Really quickly, a number of listeners are ramping up for their
fail
fantasy
clowns.
Draft. In the interest of feeding them and maybe even the fantasy legend himself, Alvy, why don't we look at a few over-unders on running backs?
Okay,
what is the over-under on Jonathan Taylor, for instance?
Jonathan Taylor, rushing yards, 1,450. I'm going over on that. He went for 1,811 last year with a banged-up line and Carson Wentz as his quarterback. Matt Ryan will help him there. Big, big year coming from Taylor, over 1,450.
Okay, what about Derrick Henry?
Under. I'll go under there.
Under what?
Load up. Yeah, under 1,350.5. So, look, without those receivers on the outside, they're going to load up against Tannehill. He led the league in broken tackles per attempt in 2018, led the league in rushing in 19 and 20. In 21, he was breaking a tackle nearly every 22 tackles. In 18, it was 6.3. He's losing a little bit here, under 1,350 for Derrick Henry.
All right, I see that. What about Dalvin Cook? What's his number?
1,150.50 again. I'm going to go under on Dalvin here. He's 27 years old. He's never played more than 14 games in a season. His yards after contact went from 2.4 in 2020 to 1.9 in 2021. Alexander Mattison, dude, he's good. He's the backup. He's running harder. He was actually the third in the NFL last season in rushing attempts per broken tackle. I'm going to go under Dalvin Cook, 1,150.
All right, Head, quickly, and this is rapid fire. Najee Harris is a beast. You got to go over on that, right? Whatever the number is.
Yeah, I'm going over. Second most carries from Jonathan Taylor last year. Despite the ass quarterback play that's probably going to happen, I'm going over. The line's a little bit better.
What's the number?
1,150.
Okay.
Same as him.
What about Joe Mixon?
Same number there, too, 1,150. Yeah, I'm going over on Joe Mixon. Since he became a full-time starter in his second season, he's ran for more than 1,150. 3 of the 4 seasons, the 1 year he didn't, they were hurt. They got a better line this year. Go over for Mixon.
And finally, what about Fat Zeke?
Fat Weird Zeke. Finally. His number is 875.5.
Well, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
875.
They do not have expectations for him because they know Tony Pollard's better. And I hope he was busted up last year because the dude fell off a cliff last season. He broke a tackle every 26.3 attempts. I'm going under on Zeke.
Wow, under at 875. All right, Head. So what we're going to do, we're not going to put all these things up on Twitter, but let's make sure we tweet the link to them.
Okay.
And you and I will take the big swing. We're going to start that podcast right before the start of the NFL season. Our betting pod, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, is going to air on Fridays in season. Can't wait for that. Head,
hell,
have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Big Head getting out on time.
Let's make some money!
Everybody get down. Yeah, there were some other really good titles.
Everybody get down.
But two inside.